This Sunday, Helsinki in Hudson, New York, launches their new Helsinki on Broadway cabaret series presented in association with Showstoppers New York. It is an incredible event. It is starting at 7 o'clock. Faith Prince will perform an evening entitled The Prince and the Showboy with Jason Gray. Is it pronounced Gray?
Gras.
G-R-A-A-E, Gras, and they'll sing their most requested Broadway tunes and pay tribute to Broadway composer Jerry Herman. Lee Tenen is a producer and director from New York City who now lives in the Hudson Valley, and he joins us now to tell us more about Helsinki on Hudson. He's also the author of the best-selling memoir about his life with Lucille Ball, I Loved Lucy. Lee Tenen, thank you very much for being with us. What a great pleasure.
Thank you very much. My pleasure, Joe.
So how did Broadway come to Helsinki? How did that happen?
Well, first, Lee Tenen came to Helsinki, came to Broadway, came to the Hudson Valley, actually, as a dyed-in-the-wool New Yorker. I thought 18 months ago, if somebody asked me if I would be coming up to the Hudson Valley and producing concerts, I would have, I guess I would have probably told him to jump in the Hudson, which is what I'm doing now a lot. But we came up, my partner and I came up, we fell in love with the area. We went to Helsinki restaurant to have dinner a couple of times, met the great owners, Mark and Deb, who've been producing amazing kinds of music for the last 18 years, first in a small place in Great Barrington and now in Hudson, and started speaking with them, and they showed us their nightclub, and we said, do you do Broadway American Songbook? And they kind of looked at us oddly, and they said, no, we do everything but, and we said, well, that's the kind of music that we love, and so within an hour or two, we were kind of figuring out how we could bring the best of Broadway to their club.
And by the best of Broadway, you're bringing different singers on different nights over a period of time.
It's a Sunday evening series starting this Sunday, where we have people in coming weeks like Brent Barrett, Dee Hody, Ann Hampton Calloway, Charles Bush, Liz Calloway. We just found out yesterday that Alan Cumming, Tony winner for Cabaret, and star of The Good Wife, will be there December 2nd. So we're going to try to do almost every Sunday and keep it sort of like Sundays at Helsinki, synonymous with sort of like in the old way, in the old New York style of Rainbow and Stars, where people came and saw a great show and had some great food and made a Sunday night out of it.
So for you as a producer of a series, what is the sell? When you're talking to a performer and you say, I want you to come up and do this, what sells them?
Well, it's a great question. What sells them is really we're trying to see this as a place to either break in an act. A lot of these performers will be performing their cabaret acts in New York City at various nightclubs. So it's a great kind of below the radar screen place to show without worrying about getting a New York Times review per se. It's also a great place to encore acts. Faith Prince and Jason Gras are playing to sold-out audiences this whole week at 54 Below in New York. And for people who live in the Hudson Valley and the regions around here who can't maybe make it into New York, this is a great place for Jason and Faith to come up on Sunday night and do one last encore performance in the Hudson Valley.
Man, they're great. I mean, Faith Prince is amazing.
Well, they're both. They are actually two of the funniest people on stage and off, and two probably of the greatest actors and singers as well. So I'm saying to people, for a $35 cover and no food and beverage minimum, you're getting to see like four shows in one, two great comics and two great performers.
And as all of this comes together, and it seems like it's steamrolled as far as, oh, well, we can add this person, this person, this person. What are you looking for ultimately?
Well, I'm looking ultimately to, it's a twofold purpose, to have these performers come up. I feel very blessed. I've been doing a lot of producing and directing in New York City for the last 20 years, so I was able to call on a lot of these top stars to come up and really spend a great Sunday in the Hudson Valley. Many of them aren't familiar with the area, but when they saw pictures of the club and they heard about the history of Club Helsinki, they were thrilled to come. And really just to get people who really can't, for one reason or another, come to Broadway, come to, you know, cabaret should always be affordable. That was always my feeling. And right now, cabaret in New York is becoming very unaffordable. It's almost becoming the price of a Broadway ticket. So we're trying to really keep it so that people who really want to enjoy Broadway caliber entertainment could spend $35 or $20 even and sit at the bar at this gorgeous nightclub and really see great entertainment and have a great time. And if they want to spend some more time and money and have some great food afterwards, they could stick around and make an evening of it.
And do that as well. Why do you think it has gotten, is it because of popularity that it's gotten so expensive or because of production or what?
I well, you know,
greed?
Yeah, that folks. He said that, not me. I think it's a little bit of everything. I think it's become very, very popular. I think the entertainers love doing it.
Yeah.
And I think there is a kind of greed factor. I think as Broadway prices rise, I think they're trying to stay in the same caliber. And as I say, cabaret was always something that just everybody should enjoy and be able to come and see, as opposed to the Book of Mormon, where you'd have to pay $200, $250. But right now, in New York City, going to cabaret could be upwards of $100 a person. And that's, I think that's a lot of money.
So this is affordable, and it's going to go, so it's a Sunday night series, and it'll go through for...
It'll go through as long as people want to come. Right now, we're booked through December 2nd, but we're hoping that if we can fill seats and people come and see a great show and have some great food, that as long as people want to keep on coming back, we're going to be presenting top line entertainment.
You can find out the full schedule by going to HelsinkiHudson.com. HelsinkiHudson.com. We also mentioned that Lee is the author of I Loved Lucy, My Friendship with Lucille Ball. How did you meet her?
Oh, wow. I didn't expect these questions. Thank you. She was sort of like distantly related in my family, what we call in the Jewish religion, mishpucha. She married into my father's family, her second husband, Gary Morton.
Right.
And I met her when I was 7, 8 years old. I was totally tongue-tied for the 2 hours I saw her. And then I met her again when I was about 40, a little under 40, and spent a good deal of time the last 10 years of her life, mainly sitting around a backgammon table and playing backgammon with her. But she became like a surrogate mother to me in the last decade of her life.
What was so special about her? I mean, you see, obviously, I Love Lucy, the show, her, it seemed like there was nobody that could do what she could do as far as physical comedy, the timing, the sense of what worked, what didn't. It's amazing.
Yeah, she was a genius, and I know that word is bandied about a lot lately, but she truly was a genius. What she said to me all the time, what she said to anyone, she would say to you, Joe, if you asked her, is that she wasn't innately funny. She didn't think funny. She actually thought that I thought funny. She didn't think funny, but she said she could deliver the goods, and boy, could she. If she had a script, she knew exactly what comedy was, and that's, I think, an innate thing sort of that you're born with, but she didn't think funny as many comics think funny. She just...
But she knew what worked in the sense, and she would be very hard on the writers to make sure that that material was good so that she could deliver those.
She was very hard on everybody. She was a perfectionist.
Yeah.
You know, and again, the old double standard, if she was a man, it would be one thing, but
sure.
She was a woman. But she was the first woman to run a major studio. But interestingly enough, sometimes she didn't know. She told me very many times that sometimes they would do a read through, you know, a table read, and she actually said to Desi, I don't think this is funny. This is not going to work. Even if it was like grape stuff. Or something.
Yeah.
And Desi would say, Lucy, don't worry. When it gets on its feet, it'll be funny, you know. And when it got on its feet and they started rehearsing it, it became hysterical and it became hers. But she was sometimes a little dubious about what the written word looked like on the script because she was so physical.
And obviously it must just be a joy to be able to sit around a backgammon table with someone like
there were a lot of pinch me moments. And as I got to know her and really got very close with her, you kind of take it for granted as I did. And then every once in a while I would just stare at her across the table and I would go, oh my God, that's Lucille Ball. Or she would meet friends of mine. You know, I remember when she met Jason Grah, who's going to be performing this Sunday.
Yeah.
He's a close friend. When she met him, he was so incredibly tongue-tied. Again, people just, you know, and she would try to loosen him up by clowning around. It was very difficult to be around her because she was obviously so iconic, but very regular at the same time. Very different than her Lucy persona. Very different.
The name of the book is I Loved Lucy, My Friendship with Lucille Ball by Lee Tannen. Lee is also responsible for Helsinki on Broadway cabaret series, which kicks off this Sunday at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson, New York. Faith Prince and Jason Grah will perform The Prince and the Showboy. And to learn more, you can go to HelsinkiHudson.com, HelsinkiHudson.com. The series is presented in association with Showstoppers New York. Lee Tannen, I want to thank you very much for coming in. Best of luck with the series. It sounds marvelous.
Thank you. I hope you can join us, and thank you for the dual interview.
Great pleasure. Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.